How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a plain, almost homely woman whose name and face would have become perhaps the most familiar in musical history. But first, a word from your announcer. And now, step with me behind the scenes to a bleak, desolate spot in the Germany of 70 years ago. It's winter. Snow covers the ground in huge drifts, and the ghostly wind whistles through the trees and across the barren fields. Time now for families to be gathering around a warm fire in their neat little homes. But into the scene stumbles a group of figures, one a tall, buxom woman with the full cheeks and broad forehead of a German housewife. The other two are miniatures of that woman, huddling close to her body in the hope of absorbing some of her warmth as they scurry along. We think that here's a family soon to be by the fireside, the cold forgotten. But then we see her face, the face of this woman who plods through the drifting snow. On it is all the torture, agony, and bitterness that can torment a human soul. It's the face of someone who's grappled with the trials of life and lost. And as she stumbles toward the railroad crossing ahead, she's thinking of the failures that lie behind her. Her husband has abandoned his family, calling their marriage a tragedy. Now there are these two little ones beside her and another even now struggling within her body to enter into this cold and hopeless world. She remembers her home, a single bed, a single chair, no fuel with which to keep the bare room warm. In her mind is a recent audition with the director of the famous Imperial Opera Company in Vienna, an audition that resulted in the impresario telling her that she had no looks, no personality, no future. He's sorry, but he suggests that she forget about a singing career. She should go home, buy a sewing machine and make dresses, leave the operatic stage to those who are better qualified in all respects. Weeks of hunger, months of agonizing heartbreak, years of death, discomfort, and self-denial. Well, it'll soon be over. No need for these little ones to live through such torment. No, it's better this way, better for all of them. There it is ahead, the railroad crossing with the steep banks on either side. It'll be so simple. First, the children, before they can realize what's happening. One quick push, and they'll no longer know a future without hope. And then herself. There'd be a moment of lingering between life and death, but it would soon pass, and she could know peace again, freedom from the heavy cares of life. There it is, the whistle of the train approaching. She bends now to gather her children close to her, taking a last look at their trusting faces. And then the little girl turns to her crying and says, "Mama, I love you. It's so cold. Please let us go home." That childish voice strikes deeply into the mother's soul. It holds back her hand for a brief second, and the train hurtles past. Now, before the conclusion to our story, a word from your announcer. This plain German woman had reason enough for suicide that night. Practically everything she'd undertaken until that moment had ended in futility. And yet, within a few years after that moment, her life was entirely changed. She went on with her singing career, on to the Royal Opera House in Berlin, Covent Garden in London, and the Metropolitan of New York. After slaving and hungering and sacrificing for years, success came almost in a blinding flash. The world thrilled to her magnificent voice, never realizing that if it hadn't been for a childish voice on a cold, bitter night, we might never have heard the beautiful music of Madame Ernestine Schumann-Heink. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.